Morning Watch, a timely word concerning the world situation and the Lord's recovery. Week 2, seeing a vision of the throne of God, the spiritual scene behind the world situation, and Christ as the center of God's administration. Friday, suggested verses. Revelation 5:5-6. And one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome, so that he may open the scroll and its seven seals. And I saw in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth." Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. Ezekiel 1:26. And above the expanse that was over their heads was a likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was one in appearance like a man above it. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which is so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us, looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Acts 2:34-36. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I set your enemies as a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified. Suggested reading. Hebrews 12:2 says that Christ is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. For Christ to be seated at the right hand of the throne of God does not mean that he is seated next to the throne of God, at God's right hand. In Revelation, we see that there is only one throne of both God and Christ, one throne for both God and the Lamb. Christ has been enthroned in his ascension. His ascension was for his enthronement for God's administration. In the divine administration, Christ, as a lion lamb, the overcoming redeemer, opens the scrolls of God's economy. Revelation 5:1, the one sitting on the throne has a scroll in his hand sealed with seven seals. These seven seals are the contents of the scroll, and the scroll itself is the new covenant enacted with the blood of the lamb. Hence, the new covenant is a scroll covering the redemption of the church, Israel, the world, and the universe. Although the New Testament was enacted by the death of Christ, it has been a mystery to mankind. As the one who opens a scroll, Christ is betrayed as a lion lamb, as the overcoming redeemer. Revelation 5:5, we have this word, "Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then verse 6 goes on to speak of a lamb standing as having been slain. Christ is both the fighting, victorious, and overcoming lion, and the redeeming lamb. As the lion, he is the fighter against the enemy, Satan. As the lamb, he is a redeemer for us. He has fought to redeem us, and he has won the battle over the enemy and accomplished redemption for us. As the lion of the tribe of Judah, Christ has overcome the enemy of God. He has solved this problem for God and has removed the hindrances to the fulfillment of God's purpose. God's purpose needs someone to carry it out who can solve all the problems of God. The problems which God had were the rebellion of Satan and the fall of man. As a lion, Christ has defeated rebellious Satan, and as a lamb, he has taken away the sin of fallen man. Because he has solved these problems for God, he is worthy to open the scroll of God's economy and its seven seals. Christ opens the first four seals in Revelation 6:1-8. These seals comprise four horses with their riders in a four-horse race. These riders are not real persons, but personified things. The rider of the second horse, the red horse, is war. The rider of the third horse, the black horse, is famine. And the rider of the fourth horse, the pale horse, is death. According to historical facts, the rider of the first horse, the white horse, is the preaching of the gospel. White signifies clean, pure, just, and approvable. The white horse with its rider is a symbol of the preaching of the gospel, which is clean, pure, just, and approvable, both to men and to God. Immediately after Christ's ascension, these four things, the gospel, war, famine, and death, begin to run like riders on four horses and will continue until Christ comes back. The opening of the fifth seal discloses Christian martyrdom from the first century to the time near the end of this age. As the gospel is being preached, there's always a martyrdom of the faithful saints.